Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Reverend John Kerrigan, Deacon of the Catholic community. It is the third Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle B.
Two of our three readings today are about sermons. So imagine with me, if you would, these two scenes. The first from the book of Nehemiah about Ezra the priest preaching to the assembly. And the second in the gospel, Jesus as a young man speaking to the people in his neighborhood synagogue. Imagine Ezra preaching from daybreak until midday, 5 or 6 hours. And we're told that the men, the women, and children who listened to him wept and rejoiced. They cried and were gladdened because these people, his listeners, the people of Israel, had just recently been freed from 75 years of Babylonian captivity. 75 years. They could almost echo the words of Dr. Martin Luther King. Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last. In the gospel passage, one of the translations describes people as standing on their tiptoes, straining to hear the word of Jesus. Picture in your mind's eye Jesus taking the scroll and finding that passage from the prophet Isaiah. His hearers would have been very familiar with it. And then he starts with his inaugural homily. The scripture passage has been fulfilled in your hearing. In other words, you just heard scripture make history today in this place. So, what do you think of Jesus' first homily? How would you evaluate it? He didn't begin with a story. He didn't tell a joke. It wasn't 3 points and a poem. Now, the cynics among you may be saying, well, at least it was short. And it was. One sentence. Real short. And others of you may be thinking, hint, hint, John Kerrigan. The brief homily that Jesus gave was perfect. Perfect, but incomplete. It was the start of a homily that Jesus intended for you and I to finish through our lives. You and I are the ones to complete and perfect Jesus' homily. Now, hold the scenes of Ezra's and Jesus' sermons in your mind for a moment as I skip to the 21st century to hear today. In our country at the moment, there are more people who don't participate in any faith tradition than there are Catholics, which is the largest denomination, as you might know. So the nuns, as they're called, N-O-N-E-S, people who don't subscribe to any religious tradition, are 23% of our nation's population, compared with 21% of Catholics. Now, there are many reasons for this development, but suffice it to say that we don't hear men and women and children weeping and rejoicing at church services these days. And it's not very often that we hear people or see people standing on tiptoe to hear the word of God. What are we to do? What might each of us do to try to change this trend? Remember when I said that we're the ones who complete and perfect Jesus' homily? Well, Jesus shows us how to do so. That one sentence homily can be summarized even further to two words: be merciful. Jesus is the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. Jesus is the one who brought glad tidings to the poor, liberty to captives, sight to the blind, and freedom to the oppressed. And it's our job to extend what Jesus did in our day and our time. In doing so, we build up and help strengthen the church. Recall that this year, Pope Francis established as a Jubilee Year of Mercy. The Year of Mercy is to remind us of God's mercy towards us, but also the mercy that we should show to others. And in a couple of weeks on Ash Wednesday, Pope Francis will commission hundreds of missionaries of mercy at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. And one of those representatives is none other than our Catholic Community at Stanford director, Father Isaiah. He is one of 100 representatives from the United States. So it's kind of like we at Stanford and we in the state of California have our own senator representing us in Rome. Upon returning, Father Xavier will be a living sign of God's welcome to all of those who seek forgiveness. He will be able to absolve people of sins that are normally held only by the Holy See, and he will be a herald of forgiveness. What about you and me? How can we be fellow missionaries of mercy? In the spirit of St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, which describes us as individuals who are part of God's body, let me offer two suggestions. The first is, consider our own dispositions. How do people perceive us by our words and our actions? In my role here at Stanford, I have the opportunity to meet with many people, and as I travel, with many Catholics who are dedicated and fervent. And yet, some of them, have dour dispositions. It's as if they're going about their faith lives with a grim determination. And yet, I understand that jobs can be taxing and coursework in engineering and biology and the social sciences can be difficult, but we know that a joyful disposition is characteristic of somebody who has encountered Christ. And one specific way that these people and all of us might have a more joyful disposition is to invite friends to join us here at Liturgy, or participate in or join others to participate in these small prayer and faith-sharing groups that we've had organized this past year. I think there are 10 now, and over the next few weeks, there'll be prayer and faith-sharing groups that'll be organized for members of our permanent community. The second opportunity to grow in mercy is to strive for unity as Catholic Christians. It troubles me to hear liberal Catholics bash conservative Catholics and vice versa. And I must confess that I too have sometimes had harsh words for people, fellow Catholics, on the left and the right. But St. Paul's words to the Corinthians are very clear. You are Christ's body and individual parts of it. Would you indulge me in a little exercise? Point to yourself. Just point to yourself. And as you point to yourself, look around. And what do you notice? Most people are pointing to their hearts. Not here. And I do that little exercise as a reminder that to become missionaries of mercy is to undertake that 24-inch journey from the head to the heart. Because when we share with each other at that level, it's the beginning of true intimacy. And it's also discovering the Sacré Cœur de Jésus, the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Today, as we approach the Lord's table, we ask for the grace to be awakened to the tremendous beauty and mystery of the invitation that's in front of us. to be missionaries, missionaries of mercy, to be co-homilists with Jesus. And when people see our mercy in our actions and our words, they'll ask themselves, who is this God? What is the spirit that animates this person? And then we will build up the church and help complete that homily that Jesus gave so long ago.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.